Does prayer and meditation work? Taken from the foreword to the book, Mother Teresa, Everything Starts From Prayer, by Larry Dossey, MD. Many people believe that prayer is old-fashioned in our modern scientific age, that prayer and science are incompatible, and that prayer belongs to the category of superstition and fantasy. One of the great ironies of the modern age, however, is that proponents of prayer and proponents of science are engaged in a new and amazing dialogue. This is happening in three different ways. First, a high proportion of scientists today believe in a supreme being who answers prayer. This may come as a shock to people who have been taught that genuine scientists cannot simultaneously believe in the absolute and do good science. In 1997, however, researchers surveyed American biologists, physicists, and mathematicians about their religious beliefs. They found that 39% believe in God. Specifically, they believe in the kind of God who responds to prayer. The highest percentage of believers was found among mathematicians, who practice what may consider to be the purest kind of science that exists. And so we see that the prevalent views that science is godless, that atheists make the best scientists, and that prayer and science cannot coexist are simply stereotypes to be challenged. Second, medical scientists studying the effects of prayer have found compelling evidence of the benefits of prayer, meditation, and relaxation on individuals who pray. The body appears to like prayer and responds in healthy ways in the cardiovascular, immune, and other systems. But even more interesting are studies showing that intercessory or distant prayer also has an effect even when the individual being prayed for is unaware of the prayer being offered and is at a great distance from the person praying. These studies are numerous, have been replicated by many scientists, and have involved not only humans, but non-humans. This latter point is important. If prayer's effect extends to animals and plants, they cannot be ascribed only to positive thinking or the placebo response. The third major development, heralding a synthesis of science and prayer, is the recent emergence of scientific theories on the nature of consciousness. In general, these views go beyond the old idea that the effects of the mind are confined to one's individual brain and body. These new theories permit consciousness to act outside the physical body, perhaps through intercessory, also known as distant, prayer. In light of these new ways of thinking about consciousness, it no longer seems outrageous to suggest that prayer might act at a distance to bring about actual changes to the world. In studies of intercessory prayer, researchers have found no correlation between the religious affiliation of the praying individual and the effects of prayer. This affirms the view that prayer is universal, that it belongs not just to a specific religion, but to the entire human race. Although personal religion does not correlate with prayer's effects in experimental studies, there is a quality that does make a great difference. It is a factor that sounds quite old-fashioned. Love. Without love, the prayer experiments don't work as well. In fact, they often fall flat. As a physician, this finding intrigues me, because healers throughout history have uniformly proclaimed the importance of compassion, caring, and empathy for the patient. The best physicians I know honor the power of love and care in healing. They believe that while penicillin is powerful, penicillin plus love is more powerful still. Larry Dossey, MD.